from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you think Garrett Crochet gets traded or not here at the trade deadline? Braves are one of the teams now considering him. That was John Heyman's report this morning. But he's got the poison pill that he's already thrown out there, that he won't pitch in the playoffs unless he gets a contract.
Does he just
extension.
Love being a White Sox? Is he trying to, like,
I don't know what it is. I know
it's going to happen.
You know, and I saw former players coming to his defense, certainly, and I do understand where he's coming from.
I do too. As an organization, you can't.
That's the thing.
You can't be held hostage.
Correct.
To give a guy a contract extension. It has to work for your team.
Yeah.
And there are teams that would love Garrett Crochet, but it doesn't necessarily work to give him an immediate contract extension. You want to see how he fits in with the team, with the club. And I could see, yeah, absolutely, in the offseason, we discuss a contract extension. Next year, we discuss a contract extension. But just to have to do it right now, sight unseen. It's not a palatable, necessarily, road to go down for a GM, knowing they have to do that if he's going to pitch in the playoffs. But if he's not going to pitch in the playoffs, I mean, what's the point? Yeah, maybe he wins you another couple of games and helps your wild card seed or something. I just, if he's not in the playoffs, then what are we doing here?
Eats a couple innings that King might have had to use up.
But that's,
like,
it?
But again, you're not giving up.
Yeah, the price is massively
that
steep.
Price, yeah. Absolutely not.
Jack Flaherty, another name mentioned with AJ Preller. Padres hoping to add starter. Discussed Jack Flaherty with the Tigers. He's having a really, really good year. Makes $14 million. He's on a one-year deal with the Tigers. They're not really close. I mean, they're 5.5 game gap in the chase for the final AL wild card spot. They could hold on to him, make him a qualifying offer, but there's a demand. There's a demand, and they could get a couple of good prospects for him. They would probably consider it. Ben, he's got an ERA under 3 in 106 and two-thirds innings, 32% strikeout rate, 4.6% walk rate. Don't know what he's going to cost you, but on a one-year, you know, come finish the season with us type scene, he would be a really nice addition. Just don't know what it's going to cost. Don't know what they're asking for. But, I mean, the price is right. It's absolutely right. Prorated 14 mil, done. Done.
Yeah, 14 million prorated, so that's only going to be about
five.
Over the last couple of, you could fit that in.
No problem.
Well, yeah, you could go over the luxury tax again. I really don't think that's an option for the Padres for multiple reasons. Not just Colonel Budget speaking here. It's more, you want to have your maximum international signing bonus if you're going after Roki Sasaki. You can't keep taking these draft penalties. I mean, AJ can't rebuild the farm if he doesn't have draft picks to rebuild the farm because they keep going over the CBT level.
Right.
And they keep getting punished, you know, with that. And it just keeps getting worse the more years you go over. They've gotten so close now. They have to reset it at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not going to be easier to reset it next year if you go over this year.
I'm not mad at them at all for trying to reset that thing. It's pretty brutal for a team like the San Diego Padres, who have lost their TV deal and don't get any of that money. I have no problem with it at all. I want ownership to spend as much money as they possibly can without, you know, putting...
And once you do, if the right player comes along, you can go back over again for a year or two without worrying so much about it. But this year after year, it does have to stop. And it's not, this is not the owners need to make more money sort of thing. This is competitive reasons that you can't keep going over the luxury tax every year,
yeah,
especially for the Padres.
That's exactly right, man. Especially with all the guys, you know, the long-term deals they're committed to. You just kind of know what you have. So, yeah, man, it's going to be, buckle in. I'm trying so hard to not be senioritis Woods right now with an hour left going on vacation. But also, that's not even it. It's the fact that I just keep scrolling Twitter looking for the next update of who's been moved and what the latest rumors are. So, Paulie, that's when we leave it to you to take us home.
Okay.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see where to start. You know, I was trying to think of how we want to incorporate Olympics coverage over the next couple weeks, and it's weird. I didn't really want to just jam it into the Rindle Report because there's a lot to talk about. I didn't want to like isolate one particular event. So we got to figure out how we want to talk a little Olympics over the next couple of weeks.
Well, if Woods was here, maybe we do the Woodsy Olympic Report every day.
The medal count and whatnot.
Yeah.
How are we? How's everything going?
We haven't been any medals yet, right?
No. The U.S. has won 12 medals. They lead the overall medal count. 3 gold medals. They're second, I think, in gold medals, mostly in swimming because, well, we're really good at swimming.
Yeah.
Well, I want to start with a local note, and this is kind of actually selfish because it just gives me an excuse to make Woods laugh with one of the greatest pictures of all time that this show has ever come across. If you're coming up on the, if you're watching on the YouTube stream,
I remember this.
We'll show it there. But local news here, I saw it in Ben's notes because, of course, it was in Ben's notes. The Strike Force. The San Diego Strike Force won their first ever playoff game over the weekend. And any chance I get to show the original Strike Force team with our beloved Bert Grossman.
That is a sharp
looks like a player manager, but he was just a head coach. And anytime I get to use that, I'm
this picture
I'm
graces
going to
my
use
mantle
it.
In my home, by the way. Paulie had it framed for me, and it graces the mantle in our home. It's one of the best pictures of all time. And just as random as can be outside of a Chili's or something for a team dinner. And it just kills me every single
time. It's like they went
time
to like Phil's right by the sports arena or
yeah
something.
One not guy over here, he's just looking off the
not
side talking to his buddy.
Not everybody's looking at the camera. Some are, some aren't.
One guy's got his eyes closed.
One guy's got a Dodger cap.
Any of these guys still on the
Strike
Force?
I don't think so. I don't think any single one of them has made it. You know, that team, I think, maybe won one game that first year. This team made the playoffs and just upset the number one seed, the Bay Area Panthers, last night, 49-40.
Carlos,
wide receiver scored 4 touchdowns.
Carlos, the dude in the Raiders jersey, gets me every time. He's my favorite, and I want to be
He's pensive. He's looking off to the side, squinting
about his
a little
future
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun's in his eyes.
Yeah. But he's my favorite.
He's thinking about where this gig with the Strike Force is going to take him. Maybe
he's
to
like,
the Raiders. Maybe he's on the Raiders right now.
How did I get here? Next to Bert Grossman in front of a Chili's playing for the Strike Force.
They will play the Arizona Rattlers in the Western Conference Finals in Glendale 1 week from today, Woods, if you want to follow that from Kauai. No, I'm sure you can.
You can.
I think it's
I think you
can catch it on Amazon Prime via Stadium right now if you want to watch Strike Force playoff action.
I was really just wanted to disconnect this week, not be on, you know, just be present for my family and whatnot.
Could be a champ, 2 wins away from a championship for San Diego.
Love it.
All right,
I'll take it. Take whatever I can get.
Got some audio here from low A, I think, minor league baseball. And this was yesterday, between the Asheville Tourists They are a minor league affiliate for the Houston Astros, and they were playing the Greensboro Grasshoppers, who I believe belong to the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And yeah, just found this while scrolling Awful Announcing, and listen to this home run call. Minor League Baseball delivers time and time again with their home run calls. This one, I've never heard anything.
Takes like the cake.
Much before, probably. Houston Astros hit hard toward right field. This is getting toward the fence. This is going to be carry on my wayward son. They'll be tripping you were gone. Mike Hogwood used to say, kiss that baby goodbye. Kiss that baby goodbye there for the tourists. Carry on my wayward son. They'll be tripping you were gone. That one's gone. Oh, yeah. Tourist. Add to their lead. 4-0 tourist. Fisher blast. That's 11 homers for Fisher on the season.
What? Why is he whispering it?
Sounds like someone asked him to incorporate song lyrics into a home run call, but he very unenthusiastically did it. Like, this is a job requirement. My boss said I have to use song lyrics when I call a call.
It's so Kansas Day at the ballpark.
Like Kansas. All right. Carry on my wayward son. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be truth when
peace.
You're gone.
There's
peace
one
gone,
person whatever. In the entire lower box.
One person. And, yep. I want to hear it again.
Lunch before, probably. Houston Astros. Hit hard toward right field. This is getting toward the fence. This is going to be carry on my wayward son. They'll be tripping you were gone. Mike Hogwood used to say, kiss that baby goodbye. Kiss that baby goodbye there for the tourists. Carry on my wayward son. They'll be tripping you were gone. That one's gone. Oh, yeah. Tourist. Add to their lead. 4-0 tourist.
I feel like I'm on mushrooms right now. I can't. I'm like, it's not.
I heard that. I go, what? What the hell? Is
imagine Jesse Agler calling like a pro far home run, and he's like, "Well, there's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and he's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Kiss it goodbye. Kiss it goodbye.
Stairway to heaven, jerks and pro far. Wow. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts, I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those that stand laughing. Home run. Manny Machado. Song lyrics for Jesse might be pretty elite. Based on...
That would be pretty fun.
It's a good tie-in.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not telling you guys what to do while I'm gone.
We have a precedent now. We can play that for Jesse tomorrow and then come up with a song lyric for him to incorporate.
Straight out of Compton, a crazy mother effer named Ice Cube from the gang called Ends With Attitude. When I'm called off, I get a sawed off, squeeze the trigger, and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you F with me. The police are going to have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out, like a punk MFer that's showing out.
And the Padres lead it 3-0.
Padres win.
Tony's just in there like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Where the hell did that come from?
You got to think, what's like a classic line from a song and have Jesse weave it into a broadcast? I think that is really
text me later today. I will make it happen for you tomorrow.
Sounds
Jesse.
Good.
All right. And finally, another local note. Comic-Con wrapped up. We talked about it very briefly on Friday. Kind of a, oh yeah, Comic-Con's happening this weekend. But did you guys see the reaction from the big announcements on Saturday?
Yeah.
I saw Comic-Con made quite a few headlines. Wolverine and Deadpool was kind of the big attraction, the biggest movie of the weekend. I saw Jennifer Garner got stuck in an elevator for like an hour.
Ben's dream. Ben's to be dream. Stuck in an elevator with Jennifer Garner. What things might Ben say to Jennifer Garner?
Oh my God.
While stuck in an elevator.
Tell me about the Capital One Venture car.
Yeah, I'm really interested. You do a great job at...
How's that farm going for you?
Yeah, at selling the Capital One Venture card.
But
it's like your dream girl, isn't it?
Jennifer, what's in your wallet?
Oh. She's like, just kill me. Just kill me dead. Who's this guy?
Who is this man?
Who's this guy?
I think the biggest headline was Robert Downey Jr. was unveiled as Dr. Doom. I think this was on Saturday evening in Hall H. And saw a video of
looked
it.
Pretty cool.
He came out with the mask and he ripped it off. And nobody had any idea who was behind the mask.
It's pretty awesome.
And it was Robert Downey Jr. Now,
that's a shocker.
Woods is extremely out on the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. I'm
but you've
like
seen
Iron one
Man.
Step behind
loved
that.
Iron Man
was Robert Downey Jr. He was in probably at least 10 different Marvel movies as Iron Man. Spoiler alert, culminating in Endgame when, you know, he had a fairly, let's just say, final ending to his character at the end of the movie. So everyone thinks he's gone. which is why this is such a stunner that he could come back. But because of the multiverse and the fact that you have different characters crossing as kind of different people in different universes, he can come back kind of as him, but as a evil version of him, who instead of being the big hero, is going to be the big baddie.
Well, so people say he'll be Tony Stark.
Probably, or the same, yeah, essentially the same, different backstory, but the same person. What would have happened if he had become the supervillain of evil, and now all the Avengers have to stop him instead of, you know, him leading them? It's going to be interesting, I think.
But I see people are like, well, this is completely unrealistic. And I'm like, hello? are we on the same planet here? Like, so is all of it. It's all completely it's all completely unrealistic. It's all fantasy. So go with the flow, because he's a badass. He's good in anything he does.
I mean, if you're really getting into the weeds, Marvel's kind of gone downhill since Avengers Endgame. Some of the following movies have not done as well, so they're just going back to what kind of, let's bring back the stars that worked and see if we can juice up our franchise a little bit that's been lagging in the last few years.
I saw that night. SportsCenter, of all accounts, on Instagram posted the picture of Robert Downey Jr. And they said, Robert Downey Jr. will play Dr. Doom in Marvel Studios' Avengers Doomsday. I believe that comes out in, like, summer of 26. And then it said, explain this in sports terms. And I got more than a few chuckles from the comments. I saw a lot of people were saying, oh, this is Jordan coming out of retirement. Or Jordan, you know, the I'm back fax that was sent. And then other people go, no. This would be like Kobe Bryant resurrecting and then returning to play for the Boston Celtics.
All right, so it makes sense.
Okay, that actually, I can wrap my head around that, having no idea about anything with the Marvel Universe. I'm like, that actually made some sense.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
You see, Harrison Ford was also at Comic-Con. He's going to play a Marvel character.
Oh, is he?
Like Red Hulk in one of the upcoming movies.
Well, he's like 80 years old.
He is.
So, I mean, are we going to keep the same energy for him? You know, being 80 or whatever.
82
years old.
Just turned
82. I think
82.
The funniest tweet I saw was Harrison Ford is on stage, you know, in one of the big halls, and he's looking kind of disheveled as, you know,
he does
with his hair.
Yeah.
And he's on stage, and he's got the microphone, there's all the people, and someone said, they switched the samples. Devlin McGregor could bring you Provasic.
He said that, or somebody said
that? No, someone tweeted that, like, doing his Dr. Richard Kimball bit at the dinner.
They switched the samples! I love it.
Falsify their research.
I love
so
it.
Devlin McGregor could bring you Provasic.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Twitter is unmatched sometimes. Next for you guys, I have a little tease. I've got a golf tip that could save your game.
Ooh, well, I'm all in.
Save your game.
I am all in. I did the hypnotism sort of work for like 8 holes, and then Saturday morning kind of blew up on me, so I'm still willing to listen to the golf tips.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear this one.
Also going to give away some Padres-Dodgers tickets for tomorrow. So that's coming up next. Do not move a muscle. More Ben and Woods on the way after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes you forget people listen.
Oh, my God.
I always forget there are people listening. It's actually, I think, healthy sometimes.
It is, to just forget and just be three buddies in here doing bits and pranks and stuff. And if you missed it, I was pranked by the guys on Friday. They told me that while I was gone to Hawaii on my Hawaiian vacation, Ben was going to have Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, in. Ben knows Dave, covered Dave. And it freaked me out, and I got really panicked about it. Paulie told me that Ben was very adamant about it. We played it in the eight, so if you want to go hear it, you can go back and listen. It was a really good prank, and you guys got me good, but I just got a DM from somebody that said, hey, by the way, I think his wife works at a golf course, and apparently Dave Roberts is golfing with Trevor Hoffman right now as we speak.
Oh, so it's okay for Trevor to hang out with Dave, but not me.
Yeah, they're a fraternity. They were pro ball players, played together, right? They know each other.
I'm just teasing you.
And so my wife told me Trevor was talking to her about your bit about Dave.
Hilarious.
So there's a decent chance now that Dave Roberts has heard that bit. So again, it's nothing personal, but
so we have been led to believe that Trevor Hoffman was listening at 8 o'clock,
correct,
heard the bit, and told Dave Roberts all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad I'm getting on a plane.
Ben, you do a great job.
I'm dead.
Oh, God. I'm dead.
Well, now that I hear they're out on the golf course, I've got a tip.
Yeah, perhaps it could help all of us, including them, out on the golf course.
You know, I had not played in a while, and was asked by our buddy Travis Devlin to come out and play on Saturday at Rancho Bernardo Inn, former home of the Benham Woods Open. And I cleared it with the missus. She said, yeah, kids are going to be with their uncle. Feel free. Go have a ball. I said, thank you so much. Be nice to get out there. Went out, and no warm-up swings, no nothing, and I played like I'd never touched a golf course or a golf club before. The first five holes were just extremely rough, lost, you know, two balls a hole. It was like, this is brutal. Travis goes, dude, your swing is, you're way fast. You're way, way, way fast. You just got to have the right tempo. And he goes, it's funny. I saw something on Twitter that a nice tip for tempo is our beloved
puck.
There's a video of a guy and his swing, hawk to it.
Hawk to it.
And I started dying laughing. Like, give me a break.
Hawk.
So I got about a 120 yard shot, grabbed my attack wedge, and I go, all right. Well, I mean, at this point, nothing is going to hurt me at this point. I'm already playing like ass. So I get up, address the ball, 120 out, and I give it the old
hawk to it.
Boom. Crisp, flush. Next time, step up on the tee. Very next tee box, step up. Line up my driver. I give it the old
puck.
Boom. 290. 290 down the middle. Into the wind. I mean, I murdered it the rest of the day. So they were up big on us. I birdied 13 for our team, the only birdie of the day. We ended up flipping the match and both won $80 a piece. From the guys we were playing with.
You play for high stakes for someone who doesn't play very often.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. You know that. But the tempo of that, I just put it in my mind.
It's a good observation.
And I went,
You do have a tendency to get a little quick, a little quick sometimes in your backswing.
Does that work in baseball? Hawk to
I tried it yesterday. Didn't work for me
in baseball, but it worked in golf.
It really did. It was my only swing thought. Was just get up and have good tempo.
You gotta give him that hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
I spat on that thing for the rest of the day. I really did. It was awesome.
Who knew she was a PGA professional as well?
She's the next Hank Haney. She's out there working with guys. No, I'm serious. This is Hawk
Tua. Butch Harmon, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah. And Hawk Tua girl.
Hawk Tua girl. It worked. Great golf coaches of our day.
I couldn't believe it, dude.
I don't know if that's what I want to think about every time I swing the golf ball, but.
What's better to think about than that while you're swinging a golf ball? It was so good. So good.
All right, we have some audio we haven't gotten to yet. Xander Bogaerts is well-versed on the Padres' newest acquisition, Jason Adam. We're going to get his scouting report, plus maybe hear from Joe Musgrove as well on his plans for rehab starting tomorrow in Arizona. That is coming up. Right now, though, going to give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game, Padres-Dodgers at Petco Park. The fifth caller, 833-288-0973, going to win a pair of tickets to see Padres-Dodgers series opener of the two-game series at Petco Park, 833-288-0973. And if you don't win today and get through, we'll have another pair tomorrow for Wednesday's game, which, by the way, Dylan Cease's first game since a no-hitter.
Ooh,
always
nice.
A little extra juice. See if a guy can pull a Johnny Vandermeer.
Is that going to be, that's Cease Kershaw?
Tomorrow, yeah, or Wednesday. And then tomorrow is Waldron against Glasnow.
Wow, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
All right, good luck. Phone lines are already blinking. If you didn't get in, you're probably too late. You got to have fast dialing fingers. We'll come back with some Padres audio to wrap things up with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. So I heard on the postgame show yesterday, but really insightful scouting report, essentially, from Xander Bogaerts on the new Padres acquisition. Welcome back. It's our final segment. Congratulations to
Alec.
Alec won our Padres tickets. Thank you for calling in, Alec. Kind of like the Padres relief pitcher, Alec Jacob.
Yes.
Who has done nothing but succeed at the big league level. He gave up a base runner. I think that was only the second he's ever given up in his career. He gave up one last season before they had to shut him down after just, what, five appearances?
I like it.
Back and look good. Maybe another option out of the bullpen to go along with Jason Adam, who was acquired yesterday in exchange for three minor leaguers. Dylan Lesko, of course, Homer Bush Jr., and J.D. Gonzalez, catching prospect. A pretty hefty price tag, but when you hear Xander Bogaerts talk about Jason Adam, you're going to go, okay, I feel pretty good about who the Padres are acquiring. Here's what Xander had to say about his new teammate.
What message does it send you guys when they're active, making trades? I know they've already made a couple season arise earlier in the season, but like today, and in theory, they might make some. What message does it send to the clubhouse when they're
active? I mean, I don't know Adam personally, you know, but I face him, and I can tell you that he's pretty good. You know, it's pretty tough at bat, very uncomfortable at bat, especially for a righty. His stuff plays against both sides, righty and lefties, to be honest, but it's very uncomfortable. I mean, they felt like that's a position we might have needed a little bit of help, you know, and probably we had some guys in the back of the bullpen that we've been using a lot. So bringing in a high leverage guy like this guy with a ton of experience is just lengthens out the bullpen so much more.
What is it about him specifically that makes him uncomfortable?
So much, and then he has this weird, you know, Tampa, they have one down here and they have up here. They have so many different variety of arms, but He's a weird something like coming out of here. I remember it was very, very weird. Nice two seam change up, big, like sweeping. So I mean, and he throws strikes. You know, it's not like he's effectively wild. No, he throws strikes. He knows what he's doing up there. So that's very, very important. Come big situations for sure.
Dub J wants to know if they were in the shower with Xander. I think you can hear some shower sounds coming in the background. It's about the most you'll ever get from a hitter about a pitcher, honestly, until their career's over. they don't like to give pitchers much credit at all.
It's a compliment though when a hitter says they're very uncomfortable at bat. One of the better compliments that a hitter can give to a pitcher. They're never going to concede like I can't hit that guy, but
yeah,
just knowing
he owns me.
I don't feel comfortable when he's on the mound is a good thing. If you were one thing that I love to see is that Jason Adams, actually a guy who makes Pitching Ninja rather regularly. Mm-hmm. There was an at-bat earlier this month when he faced Juan Soto.
Oh, my God.
And absolutely tore Soto apart with three of his changeups.
Made him look like a fool.
I mean, even Soto looked at him with the side-eye glare, you can't throw that pitch.
Yeah,
that's not allowed to throw a pitch like that.
That's wizardry.
That's insane. You don't see Juan Soto miss by as much on the swing that he could not even come close to, that had him shaking his head going, what did I just see? So there's some really good stuff in there from Jason Adam. That sweeper and that changeup are filthy, nasty, top of the line, major league level. And I'm looking forward to seeing it this week.
Me too. Let's keep it that way. You know, let's absolutely keep it that way. And hopefully you get into a position in these next two games where Jason Adam comes in a high leverage situation to help you win a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ben.
Speaking of pitching, we also have an update from the horse's mouth on Joe Musgrove's return. Hear from Joe after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. So, it seems as though the rehab for Joe Musgrove is coming along fairly nicely. Obviously, it hasn't been perfect. Joe has said, you have to work through some soreness and, you know, the things that you go through when you're trying to stretch back out. But he has taken the steps. He continues to get closer. Have not shut him down. And the next step should be tomorrow in Arizona. Joe spoke. There's a little back and forth with Joe, I think, before the game yesterday and reporters in Baltimore on what it's looking like for his rehab and return to the Padres.
I'll leave the Mariners.
Okay, cool.
I think it's easier that way to guarantee that I can get, 20 pitch inning and then another 15 pitches instead of, rehab start where I struggle, defense struggles, or something happens that I'm not able to get through an inning and then, finish up in the bullpen's not really what we're looking for. So Tuesday, midday sometime, something like two innings probably.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. 120 would be nice. Yeah, it would be great. But yeah, so that and then. I think it's kind of AJ's call after that. If he wants to put me in for three innings to start, or if he wants me to get one more and then come back at four innings. So,
just regardless of that, this is almost like skipping a step. Like you're not having to face your teammates. This last week, how it's gone? How encouraged are you?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I think I needed to prove to them that I was ready. My bullpens have been really good. The velocity and life is there. The pitchers are there. I've been recovering well. I was kind of pressing to get, the live BP skipped. I feel like with the intensity I'm throwing my bullpens, I'd rather face, an opposing team where I can work all my pitches and work the inner half, whereas if I'm throwing to Toddy or guys back home, it's eliminating the whole side of the plate and pitches that I'm not going to take a chance of running one and hitting those guys. So, I think it's maybe skipping a step, but this is very similar to a live bullpen or live batting practice, controlled scenario. There's, make the rules up as we go if we need to stay out for extra outs, whatever the case is. So
you can go in and side out.
I can. Yeah.
And I said it'd be up to AJ, but ideally would it be just this one in Arizona and then take it out? Or
I think ideally probably it'd be two, three and four. I'd love to be back at three innings, but it's not fair to me, it's not fair to them to go out there with, 50 pitches to work with and make a start and have the bullpen cover that. So depends on where we're at. Bullpen wise, what the usage has been like, how the starters have done. If we've gotten a lot of length at the starters, maybe they'll let me go and start for three innings and just kind of be an opener. But I think that all depends on how this homestand goes. I think the next day I would throw would be the last game of the homestand, would be Sunday if I threw Tuesday. So you could slot in somewhere there.
That's a possibility for you with how you're feeling.
It depends on how I come out of this live. I mean, the live is. The sim game is, a bit more intensity, I guess. But I've thrown a 40-pitch pin. I've done an up-down. So I feel like I'm ready to go. Yeah, we did like a 20 pitch, rest for 10 minutes, and then another, 15. So.
But you would be cool to come back with, not even cool, come back in any role.
Yeah.
At one point, I think you wanted to be up to five by the time you came back.
Yeah, I would have liked to, but, the whole process of building and getting to the bullpens took a little longer than we thought. So trying to make up for it on the back end and still be smart and not just, rush it just to get back. But it's hard to go out there when you know you only have 45, 50 pitches to work with. One bad inning kind of the whole day up for everybody. So it's up to AJ. If he's ready and he trusts me to get out there, I feel ready to go. So.
Pretty good news there.
I didn't hear a word he said, except for I was just listening to the music in the background, trying to identify what it was.
Joe sounds like if he gets through tomorrow, when he pitches against Mariners minor leaguers in Arizona, then he's pretty close to being able to return. That doesn't mean they'll put him right back out. They may want him to extend out a little bit and throw a minor league rehab start or two. But if they needed him, feels good after tomorrow, he's ready to give him 40 pitches, 45 pitches, and start building up from there. I see his point, though. If you bring him back and he throws 45 pitches, but let's say he throws a 27-pitch first inning and then a 20-pitch second inning, and he's done, all of a sudden now you got to cover 7 innings in the bullpen that day. That puts you in a precarious position when it comes to your relief pitchers if you bring him back too soon.
Yeah, you can get that work in on the backfields against minor leaguers and not at the big league level and torpedoing maybe a series.
But, if he's efficient, he comes back and throws 4 good innings, and it's Joe Musgrove throwing 4 good innings,
yeah,
and it's that or Adam Major throwing 2 2/3, then you go, maybe we do want Joe to come back. There's a calculation and a give and take, there's an opportunity cost, so the Padres will have to decide what they want to do.
Did you get it?
I need 3.5 minutes. Yeah. It resets every 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I will have it, yes.
Before the end of the show, I saw the chat.
Pretty incredible flub, apparently, that I missed.
Possibly.
Potentially.
Maybe.
I like the tape. I like the waiting
game. You've thrown the old challenge flag. And they're going to the review. Sometimes, as we've seen, the review takes a little longer than you'd like, but we're just kind of tensely waiting to see what the decision is from New York on a potential flub that I made during my Farmer's Dog live liner read a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, that was something.
I'm praying that it is.
By the way, just even if Joe does come back, that doesn't mean they don't need another starting
pitcher.
They still
absolutely
need another starting pitcher.
Absolutely.
Guess what?
Need
even
one.
If Joe and you come back, they still need another starting pitcher down the stretch, likely. And you status remains pretty. Honestly, we don't know any more than you do. AJ Preller said he talks to you every 3 or 4 days just to see where he's at, but there's no pressure on him to return. You will tell them when he feels comfortable with whatever's going on, with the personal situation, when he is able to do that. But at this point, we have no more information than you do. I'd like to say that we can give you a hint one way or the other. Really don't. Wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. Wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him again the rest of the season.
Math question for you. Right? So he's on the restricted list, so you don't have to pay him his salary. You can then use that salary to help you with trade deadline acquisitions.
Correct.
Correct? Then he does, let's say he comes back in 3 weeks.
Starts counting against the team again. So whatever, if he misses 3 weeks, you just subtract 3 weeks of the season out of the $20 million he's going to make this year, and that does not go against the luxury tax.
So if the Padres go out and get a guy...
Expensive. Puts them like
enough,
right on the brink.
Right, then you, that,
and then he comes back.
No,
you
no. But
go
you,
over.
Then you are to assume that he's not coming
probably,
back. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Because he's not going to want to.
But we don't know exactly how that math works anyway. There's Major League Baseball will calculate it all at the end of the season. It doesn't really get calculated until the season is completely over. So it remains kind of a work in progress. It's not a final math problem until after the season's completely done. And then we'll find out if they stayed under the luxury tax number or they didn't. And part of that equation will be how much time you actually misses over the course of the rest of the season.
Okay.
But from what we heard, they were about 8 to 10 million under, going kind of into this month. Now, they did pick up Adam, which is... not a huge, what is he making, like 3 something this year, which means a prorated about $1 million. So that gets him a little bit closer. see what other moves they may or may not make over the next 24 hours that pushes them a little bit closer. But they can make sure they stay under whether or not you comes back, because that 8 to 10 was before you went on the restricted list. So that number has been ticking back up. Like every day it ticks up a little bit more that they have to play with as long as you doesn't return from the restricted list.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting to see how this all plays out. And, yeah, obviously, you know, our position hasn't changed. We wish you, Darvish, the very best. And if anybody has earned this situation, it's him. Certainly. I have no questions about it. Don't feel bad about it in the slightest as far as I don't need an explanation from you, Darvish, right now. You, Darvish, is handling to personal matters, and that's really all we need to know. So, but onward and upward with the team, certainly, and they're going to have to make moves. You know, probably planning for him not to come back, but, you know, stranger things have happened. So I wish him the very best and his family as well.
At this point, though, if you really what you're counting on, if the Padres get to the postseason, Dylan Cease and Michael King are the Padres' number one and number two pitchers at the moment.
Absolutely.
Matt Waldron, probably a solid three, and then we'll see what they can get from anyone else beyond that the rest of the way.
Julian just said trade alert, but I haven't seen anything, so maybe he's doing this to do a bit and prank me again. Anybody see anything?
Nope.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Have not seen
Don't just
anything.
Say trade alert with exclamation points, and then don't put the trade in.
Oh, wait, hold on. Ty France to the Reds, I got.
That's the one? Oh, my God.
Cash considerations back to the Reds. The Mariners acquire catcher Andrew Salcedo. Now, France was designated for assignment.
Yeah,
this is a very minor deal, if that's the one they're talking about. But there was a trade in the last couple of minutes.
Breaking news on Ben and Woods.
Makes you think that the Reds aren't selling, though. If they're picking up Ty France, then maybe they're still thinking they're on the fringes of the playoff chase, which makes guys like Jonathan India not necessarily available here at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but they're talking about moving Nick Martinez still.
Right, well, maybe they're not.
How'd they do this weekend? I have no idea.
They actually won this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. They're still like 4 or 5 games under 500, though. Not out of it, certainly, but also not necessarily in it. So they're in a very limbo land. They lost 2 of 3 to the Rays over the weekend.
The Rays are just trading everybody. After winning 2 of 3. That's the Rays way. That's the Rays way.
Meanwhile, behind the scenes here, we went to the tape, and Ben's okay.
Oh, he's okay. Go ahead.
I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio.
Perfect.
Somebody thought they heard you say real
food
made from dogs.
Made for the health of dogs.
For the health. You guys got us all excited for nothing. Just like that trade alert in the chat got us.
See the new Padres concert announcement?
The reputation that I make that many mistakes. I make some mistakes, but I don't think I make that many mistakes.
No. It's not like we have hours of flubs. Literal hours of them. You're right.
Yeah, over 6 years.
It's a long time. Yeah. You're right. It's a long, long time.
What were you saying, Paulie?
The Padres announced their newest concert, Wild Horses, returns on December 30th. That's the country festival, I think, right?
Yep.
And headlining it is new country star Post Malone.
New country star Post Malone.
I loved his song about the Padres losing on Sundays.
That was not him.
Oh, that wasn't him.
Though it could have been. Well, gentlemen, that's where I bid you adieu.
Oh, we're saying goodbye to Woods.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I'd like to say I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you desperately.
I'm going to miss you guys, too.
Paulie will miss you as well. So I heard on the postgame show yesterday, but really insightful scouting report, essentially, from Xander Bogaerts on the new Padres acquisition. Welcome back. It's our final segment. Congratulations to
Alec.
Alec won our Padres tickets. Thank you for calling in, Alec. Kind of like the Padres relief pitcher, Alec Jacob.
Yes.
Who has done nothing but succeed at the big league level. He gave up a base runner. I think that was only the second he's ever given up in his career. He gave up one last season before they had to shut him down after just, what, five appearances?
I like it.
Back and look good. Maybe another option out of the bullpen to go along with Jason Adam, who was acquired yesterday in exchange for three minor leaguers. Dylan Lesko, of course, Homer Bush Jr., and J.D. Gonzalez, catching prospect. A pretty hefty price tag, but when you hear Xander Bogaerts talk about Jason Adam, you're going to go, okay, I feel pretty good about who the Padres are acquiring. Here's what Xander had to say about his new teammate.
What message does it send you guys when they're active, making trades? I know they've already made a couple season arise earlier in the season, but like today and in theory they might make some. What message does it send to the clubhouse when they're
active? I mean, I know, I don't know Adam personally, you know, but I face him, and I can tell you that he's pretty good. You know, it's pretty tough at bat, very uncomfortable at bat, especially for a righty. His stuff plays against both sides, righty and lefties, to be honest, but it's very uncomfortable. I mean, they felt like that's a position we might have needed a little bit of help, you know, and probably we had some guys in the back of the bullpen that we've been using a lot. So being in a high leverage guy like this guy with a ton of experience is just lengthens out the bullpen so much more.
What is it about him specifically that makes him uncomfortable?
So much, and then he has this weird, you know, Tampa, they have one down here and they have up here. They have so many different variety of arms, but He's a weird something like coming out of here. I remember it was very, very weird. Nice two seam change up, big, like sweeping. So I mean, then he throws strikes. You know, it's not like he's effectively wild. No, he throws strikes. He knows what he's doing up there. So that's very, very important. Come big situations for sure.
Dub J wants to know if they were in the shower with Xander. I think you can hear some shower sounds coming in the background. It's about the most you'll ever get from a hitter about a pitcher, honestly, until their career's over. they don't like to give pitchers much credit at all.
It's a compliment though when a hitter says they're very uncomfortable at bat. One of the better compliments that a hitter can give to a pitcher. They're never going to concede like I can't hit that guy, but
yeah,
just
that guy
knowing
just owns me.
He owns
knowing
me.
I don't feel comfortable when he's on the mound is a good thing. If you were one thing that I love to see is that Jason Adams is actually a guy who makes Pitching Ninja rather regularly. Mm-hmm. There was an at-bat earlier this month when he faced Juan Soto.
Oh, my God.
And absolutely tore Soto apart with three of his changeups.
Made him look like a fool.
I mean, even Soto like looked at him with the side-eye glare. Like, you can't throw that pitch.
Yeah,
that's not allowed to throw a pitch like that.
That's wizardry.
Insane. You don't see Juan Soto miss by his mutt on the swing that he could not even come close to, that had him shaking his head going, what did I just see? So there's some really good stuff in there from Jason Adam. That sweeper and that changeup are filthy, nasty, top of the line, major league level. And I'm looking forward to seeing it this week.
Me too. Let's keep it that way. You know, let's absolutely keep it that way. And hopefully you get into a position in these next two games where Jason Adam comes in a high leverage situation to help you win a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ben.
Speaking of pitching, we also have an update from the horse's mouth on Joe Musgrove's return. Hear from Joe after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. So, yeah, it seems as though the rehab for Joe Musgrove is coming along fairly nicely. Obviously, it hasn't been perfect. Joe has said, yeah, you have to work through some soreness and, you know, the things that you go through when you're trying to stretch back out. But he has taken the steps. He continues to get closer. Have not shut him down. And the next step should be tomorrow in Arizona. Joe spoke. This is a little back and forth with Joe, I think, before the game yesterday and reporters in Baltimore on what it's looking like for his rehab and return to the Padres.
I'll leave the Mariners.
Okay, cool.
I think it's easier that way to guarantee that I can get, you know, 20 pitch inning and then another 15 pitches instead of, you know, rehab start where I struggle, defense struggles, or something happens that I'm not able to get through an inning and then, you know, finish up in the bullpen's not really what we're looking for. So Tuesday,
midday sometime. Something like two innings, probably.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. 120 would be nice. Yeah, it'd be great. But yeah, so that, and then I think it's kind of AJ's call after that. If he wants to put me in for three innings to start, or if he wants me to get one more and then come back at four innings. So,
just regardless of that, like, this is almost like skipping a step. Like, you're not having to face your teammates. This last week, how it's gone, how encouraged are you?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I think I needed to prove to them that I was ready. My bullpens have been really good. The velocity in life is there. The pitchers are there. I've been recovering well. I was kind of pressing to get, the live BP skipped. I feel like with the intensity I'm throwing my bullpens, I'd rather face, an opposing team where I can work all my pitches and work the inner half, whereas if I'm throwing to Toddy or guys back home, it's eliminating the whole side of the plate and pitches that I'm not going to take a chance of running one and hitting those guys. So, I think it's maybe skipping a step, but this is very similar to a live bullpen or live batting practice. Controlled scenario, there's, make the rules up as we go if we need to, stay out for extra outs, whatever the case is. So.
You can go in and side out.
I can, yeah.
I know you said it would be up to AJ, but ideally, would it be just this one in Arizona and then take it out? Or?
I think ideally probably be two, three and four. I'd love to be back at three innings, but it's not fair to me. It's not fair to them to go out there with, 50 pitches to work with and make a start and have the bullpen cover that. So depends on where we're at, bullpen-wise, what the usage has been like, how the starters have done. If we've gotten a lot of length at the starters, maybe they'll let me go and start for three innings and just kind of be an opener. But I think that all depends on how this homestand goes. I think the next day I would throw would be the last game of the homestand would be Sunday, if I threw Tuesday. So you could slot in somewhere there.
That's a possibility for you with how you're feeling. That you
depends on how I come out of this live. I mean, the live is, the sim game is, a bit more intensity, I guess. But I've thrown a 40-pitch pin. I've done an up-down. So I feel like I'm ready to go. Yeah, we did like a 20-pitch, rest for 10 minutes, and then another, 15. So.
But you would be cool with coming back with, come back in any role.
Yeah.
At one point, I think you wanted to be like up to five by the time you came back.
Yeah, I would have liked to, but, the whole process of building and getting to the bullpens took a little longer than we thought. So trying to make up for it on the back end and still be smart and not just, rush it just to get back. But it's hard to go out there when you only have 45, 50 pitches to work with. One bad inning kind of the whole day up for everybody. So it's up to AJ. If he's ready and he trusts me to get out there, I feel ready to go. So.
Pretty good news there.
I didn't hear a word he said, except for I was just listening to the music in the background, trying to identify what it was.
Joe sounds like if he gets through tomorrow, when he pitches against Mariners minor leaguers in Arizona, then he's pretty close to being able to return. That doesn't mean they'll put him right back out. They may want him to extend out a little bit and throw a minor league rehab start or two, but if they needed him, feels good after tomorrow, he's ready to give him 40 pitches, 45 pitches, and start building up from there. I see his point, though. If you bring him back and he throws 45 pitches, but let's say he throws a 27-pitch first inning and then a 20-pitch second inning, and he's done, all of a sudden now you got to cover seven innings in the bullpen that day. That puts you in a precarious position when it comes to your relief pitchers if you bring him back too soon.
Yeah, you can get that work in on the backfields against minor leaguers and not at the big league level and torpedoing maybe a series.
But, if he's efficient, he comes back and throws four good innings, and it's Joe Musgrove throwing four good innings, and it's that or Adam Major throwing 2 2/3, then you go, maybe we do want Joe to come back. There's a calculation and a give and take, there's an opportunity cost, so the Padres will have to decide what they want to do.
Did you get it?
I need 3.5 minutes. Yeah. It resets every 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I will have it, yes.
Before the end of the show, I saw the chat.
Pretty incredible flub, apparently, that I missed.
Possibly.
Potentially.
Maybe.
I like
check the tape.
I like the waiting
You've
game.
Thrown the old
challenge flag.
And they're going to the review. Sometimes, as we've seen, the review takes a little longer than you'd like, but we're just kind of tensely waiting to see what the decision is from New York on a potential flub that I made during my Farmer's Dog live liner read a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, that was something.
I'm praying that it is.
By the way, just even if Joe does come back, that doesn't mean they don't need another starting
Correct.
Pitcher. They still
absolutely
need another starting
pitcher.
Guess what?
Need
even if
one.
Joe and you come back, they still need another starting pitcher down the stretch, likely. And you status remains pretty. Honestly, we don't know any more than you do. A.J. Preller said he talks to you every 3 or 4 days just to see where he's at, but there's no pressure on him to return. You will tell them when he feels comfortable with whatever's going on, you know, with the personal situation, when he is able to do that. But at this point, we have no more information than you do. I'd like to say that we can give you a hint one way or the other. Really don't. Wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. Wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him again the rest of the season.
Math question for you. Right? So he's on the restricted list, so you don't have to pay him a salary. You can then use that salary to help you with trade deadline acquisitions.
Correct.
Correct? Then he does, let's say he comes back in 3 weeks.
Starts counting against the team again. So whatever, if he misses 3 weeks, you just subtract 3 weeks of the season out of the $20 million he's going to make this year, and that does not go against the luxury tax.
So if the Padres go out and get a guy...
Expensive. Puts them like enough, right on the brink,
right, then you,
that, and then he comes back,
no,
he
no,
could
but
go
you,
over.
Then you are to assume that he's not coming
probably,
back. Right,
yes.
Okay. Because he's not going to want to
But we don't know exactly how that math works anyway. There's, you know... Major League Baseball will calculate it all at the end of the season. It doesn't really get calculated until the season is completely over. So it remains kind of a work in progress. It's not a final math problem until after the season's completely done. And then we'll find out if they stayed under the luxury tax number or they didn't. And part of that equation will be how much time you actually misses over the course of the rest of the season.
Okay.
But from what we heard, they were about 8 to 10 million under, you know, going kind of into this month. Now, they did pick up Adam, which is not a huge, what is he making, like 3-something this year, which means a prorated about $1 million. So that gets them a little bit closer. See what other moves they may or may not make over the next 24 hours that pushes them a little bit closer. But they can make sure they stay under whether or not you comes back, because that 8 to 10 was before you went on the restricted list. So that number has been ticking back up. Like every day, it ticks up a little bit more that they have to play with as long as you doesn't return from the restricted list.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting to see how this all plays out. And, yeah, obviously, you know, our position hasn't changed. We wish you, Darvish, the very best. And if anybody has earned this situation, it's him. Certainly. I have no questions about it. Don't feel bad about it in the slightest as far as I don't need an explanation from Yu Darvish right now. Yu Darvish is handling to personal matters, and that's really all we need to know. So, but onward and upward with the team, certainly, and they're going to have to make moves, you know, probably planning for him not to come back. But, you know, stranger things have happened. So I wish him the very best and his family as well.
At this point, though, if you really what you're counting on, if the Padres get to the postseason, Dylan Cease and Michael King are the Padres' number one and number two pitchers at the moment.
Absolutely.
Matt Waldron, probably a solid 3, and then we'll see what they can get from anyone else beyond that the rest of the way.
Julian just said trade alert, but I haven't seen anything, so maybe he's doing this to do a bit and prank me again. Anybody see anything?
Nope.
Haven't seen anything yet.
Have not seen
Don't just
anything.
Say trade alert with exclamation points, and then don't put the trade in.
Oh, wait, hold on. Ty France to the Reds, I got.
That's the one? Oh, my God.
Cash considerations back to the Reds. The Mariners acquire catcher Andrew Salcedo. Now, France was designated for assignment.
Yeah,
this is a very minor deal, if that's the one they're talking about. But there was a trade in the last couple of minutes.
Breaking news on Ben and Woods.
Makes you think that the Reds aren't selling, though. If they're picking up Ty France, then maybe they're still thinking they're on the fringes of the playoff chase, which makes guys like Jonathan India not necessarily available here at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but they're talking about moving Nick Martinez still.
Right, well, maybe they're not.
How'd they do this weekend?
I have no idea. They actually won this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. They're still like 4 or 5 games under 500, though. Not out of it, certainly, but also not necessarily in it. So they're in a very limbo land. They lost 2 of 3 to the Rays over the weekend.
The Rays are just trading everybody. After winning 2 of 3. That's the Rays way. That's the Rays way.
Meanwhile, behind the scenes here, we went to the tape, and Ben's okay.
Oh, he's okay. Go ahead.
I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? Not at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio.
Perfect.
Somebody thought they heard you say real
food made from dogs.
That would be not made for
the health of dogs.
For the health. You guys got us all excited for nothing. Just like that trade alert in the chat got us.
See the new Padres concert have announcement?
The reputation that I make that many mistakes. I make some mistakes, but I don't think I make that many mistakes.
No. It's not like we have hours of flubs. Literal hours of them. You're right.
Yeah, over 6 years.
It's a long time. Yeah. You're right. It's a long, long time.
What were you saying, Paulie?
The Padres announced their newest concert, Wild Horses, returns on December 30th. That's the country festival, I think, right?
Yep.
And headlining it is new country star Post Malone.
New country star Post Malone.
I loved his song about the Padres losing on Sundays.
That was not him.
Oh, that wasn't him.
Though it could have been. Well, gentlemen, that's where I bid you adieu.
Oh, we're saying goodbye to Woods.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I'd like to say I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you desperately.
I'm going to miss you guys, too.
Paulie will miss you as well.
The Rally Roach will be here in my stead. Let's get some dubs. Let's please not go off the cliff like I'm going to in Kauai. Let's win some games.
Am I going to get a lay when you come back?
You have no idea what kind of lay you're going to get, buddy.
Thanks for that.
And you don't like, I'll call in. You guys, you don't like macadamia, right?
I'm not a nut guy.
Oh, bring them on.
All right, Paulie. Gotcha.
50-50. Annie and Elston coming up next.
Love
Have
you
a
guys.
Great rest of your Monday.
See you, buddy.
From all of us
Mahalo.
Here at 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.